All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxanne Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I want to start out by asking you, you've written that this sort of touchy-feely new age wisdom about living in the moment, all of these things, that the top level people in business and technology are starting to get that.
Yes.
Why do you think that's happening? What's changed?
I think it's a perfect storm. It's two trends coming together. One is that we're realizing that the way we've been living our lives, working around the clock, burning out, considering these the only way to succeed, are not working. They're not working at the individual level with a greater incidence of preventable chronic diseases. They're not working at the collective level. Our healthcare system has become unsustainable. And they're not working at the level of the bottom line. And so I think businesses are recognizing that if we integrate wellness into businesses, into prioritizing what we do, it can have a big impact on our productivity. So far from it being just something that makes us feel better, it makes us also do our work better, as well, of course, as being healthier and having more sustainable relationships.
Now, you're a businesswoman and a tech entrepreneur. How do you make sure that you get to the bottom line, keep your businesses in the black, but then also keep those principles in mind?
Well, I actually think they're completely consistent with each other. We have these two nap rooms here. We have refrigerators filled with healthy food. We tell everybody who works here that after hours and over the weekend, they don't have to respond to emails or they need to disconnect. So, and I believe that this is great for retention. It's great for productivity and creativity.
Now, you know that two very high-level women in technology, Sheryl Sandberg of Facebook and Marissa Mayer of Yahoo, have been in the news very recently about recalling flex workers back to the office. Sheryl's book about leaning in, women leaning in more. What's your take on those two ideas?
Actually, when you read the book, as I hope you'll have a chance to, Sheryl talks specifically also about times when she made the decision not to lean in because it wasn't right for her. When she was offered the job as a CEO of LinkedIn, for example, and she was about to have a baby, so she turned it down. She writes in the book about sleeping for 7-8 hours a night. She's a recent convert, and she and I talk a lot about sleep, and she sees how much more effective this is for her. And she said she's been watching her children and seeing how her children are much happier and more productive and in their own little ways if they've had enough sleep.
So when it comes to work-life balance and work-life integration, do you think that technology has changed the conversation?
Yes, because right now, frankly, it's not about where you work. It's whether you work from home or work from the office. The big question is, are you always supposed to be on? If you can work from anywhere, are you supposed to work all the time?
Is there ever a day that goes by where you don't look at HuffingtonPost.com?
No, but that's not a pressure for me. You know, I love it, and that's my love. That's my third baby after my two daughters. But I don't feel that I have to, and I don't want anybody who works here to feel that they have to.
I also want to ask you about GPS for the Soul. This is another initiative that you have. It's an app that helps people connect with the moment, calm down. There are some people who might say an app that helps you calm down.
I know, and it's completely paradoxical. But it's really, for me, like a lot of truth, paradoxical. By which I mean that We often use technology now to learn to disconnect from technology. And that's what the GPS for the Soul app does. It's a free app. You can download it anywhere. It gives you a proxy for stress, your heart rate variability. And then it actually helps you course correct. It helps you de-stress by launching a guide that has the things that make you more peaceful and more serene.
I guess finally I want to ask you, what is your advice to women? And we are talking about women for this. I know that this applies to all parents who are juggling, but specifically to women who are looking to sort of make their mark as entrepreneurs in the tech field. What do they need to do to level the playing field?
Well, that's something that we should all be working on. It's really women need to, and men need to both address the institutional barriers to level the playing field, but also address the inner barriers. The voices in our head that I call the obnoxious roommate living in my head that stop us from taking the risk, from being willing to fail, and that are essential if you're going to be an entrepreneur.
Have you silenced your obnoxious roommate in your head?
You know, I'm doing a pretty good job. She still makes occasional guest appearances, but it's not a regular presence.
Very good. Arianna Huffington, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.